7.
Number 7 is the 2011 appropriation transfer packet.
I'd like to call out for separate action item C1 as well as item E1.
E? And then Edwards.
Edward 1, Echo 1, Charlie 1.
Make a direction for it.
Yeah, now what we're going to do right now?
CREs will be given as we go on the bid way.
C1.
C1 and E1 are going to call out for separate action.
Mr. Chair.
Actually, you can't call that.
Man,
I just thought about that. Supervisor Thomas would like again. Let's try this again. Supervisor Thomas wants something. C1 who and Charlie what?
Charlie 1, C1 and Echo 1
for
separate action.
Okay, that way. All right, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we're here, Ms. Beckert. You brought up a concern earlier with respect to the fund transfer. Since Director Ledger is here, Mr. Hodson are here. What was the concern again?
Supervisor Johnson, who did you address your question?
I'm asking Ms. Ledger raised a concern with respect to fund transfer.
Ms. Ledger?
Ms. Beckert, I'm sorry. Ms. Beckert.
Okay.
Yeah, she thought something was too much, and she talked in terms of concerns that she had, and I'm just trying to understand what her concern is as it relates to the fund transfer.
Okay, Ms. Beckert, can you come to the front and state your concern about the fund transfer, please?
Yes.
And which fund transfer? In front of Supervisor Johnson,
that's what I'm asking. Did you see the packet?
Transfer for family care, which is $3,550,000. I don't have the number right in front of me. I guess the questions I was raising for you as policymakers are twofold. First of all, that this is further increasing the reserves to almost $20 million, and what is the balancing point? Why are we cutting services so much when we have such a large reserve? And is this actually working to our disadvantage in terms of the state saying, well, apparently they can get by with a lower capitated rate since they have such a high amount in their reserves? My other question is, why is this just being booked now? Because I think that this amount, and I may not understand all the details, I'm not an accounting person, but the increase, the amount of money that you're seeing being transferred now was from the increase in last year's capitated rate, which would have been in January. So I wondered why it's just now being moved into reserves. And I'm just not familiar with the accounting.
Ms. Ledger or Mr. Hodson, and or Mr. Hodson?
Ms. Bryant, which transfer is she talking about?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, she's referring to A3, and the reserve item is the $3,558,215, which is by account 0757. It says care management or reserve. That's on page 2 of the packet.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Ledger?
I defer on this matter. Mr. Hodson has much more detail.
Mr. Hodson.
Chairman, debt fund transfers is two purposes. One, what has happened as effectively since July 1st, 2011, the family care benefit package had a new add-on into the package called common carrier services. Some of the services that were being provided by Transit Plus, and they were billing the Medicaid program directly, now became an expense to us. So what happened was the Department of Health Services Office of Family Care Expansion increased our capitation rate by $6 PMPM. So what you have before you is an additional rate increase for that new additional service added to our benefit package as of July 1st, 2011. That's the revenue piece. The second piece is as these enrollment caps are rolled we haven't seen a decrease in our enrollment. So it's different from what we budgeted. So what we were trying to do was align our budget up on the member service expense side. So what you're going to see is a decrease in member service expenses because our enrollment is not coming in as we budgeted. So that is what that fund transfer is all about. It's not a 2011 rate increase that the inspector is correct. That was back earlier this year. This is a new add-on to our rate because of the service that we were have to take on as of July 1st of 2011. And I apologize, we missed the last, this would have came before you last month, but we missed the cutoff. That was my fault. So there's just a lot going on in the state, so I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ms. Heisman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions?
I do have one thing.
Mr. Hodge.
Chairman, Supervisor Mayo, clarity on the, there is no increase on the reserves of 20 million. We are accruing for that revenue as we go on each and every month. So that $2.8 million or $2.6 million as of surplus as of August and a $15.8 million in reserve, that is what that is taking into account, that increase each and every month. So we're not going to get another $3.5 million and push this up to $20 million. That is not what that fund transfer is delivering.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions? We have a separate action on
C1
and E1. Any other separate action on fund transfers? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll on the balance.
On the balance. Supervisors, hold on a minute. No, Supervisor Thomas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Aye.
DeGruitt.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chip.
Yeah. Okay. Ah, you got me that one. All right. Now we're going to take up C1. Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to...
Is there a motion for approval on the others? I'm just asking who made it.
Who made it?
Move approval.
Willie.
No, I'm doing it now.
You did at the time when you did the separation.
I just asked for separation.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's why I wanted to know. I'm like, I wasn't sure that there was
Mr. A Chairman, I move approval.
Do we have to call that roll again?
I think we...
Yeah, well, let's do it. Let's do it. We have
balance.
We call and roll again because we didn't have a move approval on the balance of the substitute on the balance.
Okay. Again, once more on the balance because we didn't have a motion. Supervisor Thomas.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're on C1, and at this time, who made that motion again?
We're going to.
Okay.
On item C1, I've moved layover. There have been some questions raised by supervisors as it relates to the usage of the public arts fund, and I guess there's some discussion between supervisors and the executive's office, so until we can get that straightened out, I'd like to lay this over for ladies and gentlemen.
We have a motion to call the chair.
One cycle.
We have
C1.
A motion for layover for one cycle, C1. Madam Chair, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
On the layover, Supervisor Thomas.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to layover, 6-0 for C1 and now on E1.
Now we're on E1.
Need a motion.
No, we don't need a motion. We have an amendment in front of us. Supervisor Thomas?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of the great work that Ms. Lyday has done, we have an additional revenue of $1.7 million. Instead of just moving that so that it goes to the bottom line, I'd like to move that into our debt service reserve, and that's org unit 9960. And there is no tax levy impact. And I move approval.
We have a motion for... Amendment 1 on E1. Any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Madam Clerk, call the roll on the amendment.
Supervisors Thomas.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve the amendment, 6-0.
Any another? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval on E1 as amended.
We have a motion of move approval on E1 as amended. Any questions and comments? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisor Thomas.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved as amended, 6-0.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo.
You're welcome.
Next item, Madam Clerk.
One second.
Oh. Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Mayo.
I'd like to be unanimous consent to be in the affirmative on item 1, 2, and 5, voting in the positive.
Okay, seeing no objection. Oh, Supervisor DeBruin.
I certainly don't object, Mr. Chairman. I was going to request the same thing.
I hope not. You don't object. You just coming in?
Seeing no objection.
I'm not objecting.
Mayo and
1,
DeBruin.
2, and 4, that was?
1, 2, and 5.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item, Madam Clerk.